And we need to realize that meditation is different than listening. All right? Meditation and listening are two different things. See, people think that, well, if I'm meditating, no, meditation is where you reflect on something that God has showed you, and you meditate on that. And you are challenged by what you meditate on. Listening is when God tells you something specific.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will conclude his message titled, All Prayer. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of All Prayer.
There's a church directory. And in that church directory, I try to go through each day, page by page, and pray for the members of Bethany Baptist Church. So that at least once, I'm saying at least once a month and a half, I'm praying for every member. That's why it was good to get a new directory. Because some of y'all wasn't in there, right? But then, you know, as I'm praying, the Lord will begin to move in my spirit. And I'll say, you know, I haven't seen so-and-so for a while. And I'll call the deacon or deaconess and say, what's going on with brother or sister so-and-so? Why is it? Because I'm watching. Do you watch and pray? Do you allow the Lord to minister to you in this area? The next area that we see is called intercession. And this is the segment of prayer where you go to God on behalf. This can be for the unsaved, for your family, for missionaries, the sick, leaders, church and people, situations, and events. The Bible says that as a believer, and I got the scriptures right there, that you are a priest. Let that sink in. That you are a priest. What was the main job of the priest in the Old Testament? There were two offices, really there were a couple, but two main offices, prophet and priest. What did the prophet do? The prophet heard from God and went to the people. What did the priest do? The priest took the people's needs to what? To God. You are a priest. You have been called to intercede for others. You have been called to intercession. You know, one thing I realize, and I love my kids. I love my kids. Four of them. Eight grandkids. One on the way. Right? And there's one thing I realize is this. And this is deep. That I might be the only person praying for. And if I don't pray, there's no guarantee that anybody else, nobody loves them like me and my wife. And if we're not praying, who is? Take prayer seriously. Every day I go before the Lord, man, that there are people that are on my list every day. My wife, my children, and my grandchildren. Every time I go, I'm interceding on their behalf. And we need to realize that we are priests and that God has called us to be priests, that you are a priest in your family. Look at, turn real quick. It's only 12 o'clock. I can go now. Oh. We had three missions moments, and we still doing good, right? Look at Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1. Verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And the man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. He was a godly man. Hopefully you are a godly person. All right? Now, look what it says next. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. All right, and we can skip over that next verse. Go to verse 4. And his sons went in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was when the days of their feasting were finished that Job sent a sacrifice unto them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offering unto the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This did Job continually. Every day. Now, my goodness. He didn't get down on his knees and pray. Every day. He went somewhere with something in his hand. He left his house, went somewhere with something in his hand, and put it on somebody's altar somewhere, and offered it up to God on behalf of his family. And all God is asking you to do is just bow down on your rusty knee and pray for your children and intercede for them. People say, I don't know what to pray about. How many kids you got? How many grandkids you got? You got something to pray about. You got something to intercede for. The prayer of intercession. Dear Lord, I'm coming to you on behalf of, put that person's name, situation in there. I pray specifically, and then you name what they're going through, what you're praying. I'm praying for their salvation. I'm praying for their spiritual growth. I'm praying for their health. You put in there what you're praying for. And I pray that you would be glorified in this situation and that your will would be done. Another aspect of prayer. See, now I don't want to hear anybody come to me and say, Pastor, I don't know what to pray about. Man, you should, after this sermon today, if you don't have a prayer life, you should have one. And if you do have one, it should fourfold increase. Man, do you know how wonderful it is to spend time with God? And God is just waiting. I remember this song by Larnell Harris, it's called I Miss My Time With You. And how that every day God is waiting wherever your prayer closet is. He's waiting for you to come. Because he has so much that he wants to share with you. God is so excited. He sees you getting up. And I'm speaking to those of you who have your devotions in the morning. Because I realize that other people might have them at other time in the day. So I'm just talking to you right now. But hopefully, you know, maybe later in the day, God is the same way, right? Wherever you have, oh, man, I'm just excited. I got so much I want to share with them today. Man, I want to tell them how to deal with this situation that comes their way. I want to give them wisdom on how to deal with this. You know, I got a special blessing for them if they'll just go down this way. If they would just watch, I got a person that I want them to contact today. And God is just excited. He's just ready to share all these things with you. And God said, oh, look. I hear the sheets rustling. He or she getting ready to get up, and you get up. Oh, you know they got to go brush their teeth and you know you go in there and start getting ready. God is excited. Then you get dressed, go downstairs, fix your lunch or your breakfast, and God is still excited. Then all of a sudden you go and pick up the newspaper or turn on the television, and God goes, well. Then you walk out the door. And God said, well, maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. And the song was entitled, I Miss My Time With You. Those moments together. I need to be with you each day. And it hurts me when you say, you're too busy? Too busy to spend time with me? The God who provides all these good things in your life. You're too busy to carve out a little bit of time for me? And as we rush into our day and just kick God to the curb, you know, the Bible says that Jesus grieved over the city of Jerusalem. And you know, it didn't, you know, when he came to the grave of Lazarus, see, there's two different words for weep, right? When Jesus came to the grave of Lazarus, he did one of these numbers, right? He the Bible said he wept. But when it says that he sat and looked over the city of Jerusalem, a different word is used there. You know what the word means? That he wailed. Oh, Jerusalem! Jerusalem! How often would I have come to you and gathered you into my arms? He wailed and he cried out. And I wonder, when we get too busy for God, if he first starts out, like the first, when we first develop the habit of not spending time with him, if he just weeps, then at some point every day we get used to just going about our business and not spending time with God. And I wonder if God's not wailing in heaven and crying out and asking the question, why? I got so many things. I want to gather you to myself. So many things I want to share with you. So many things I want to tell you. And you're just going about your business. The next part is thanksgiving. This is when you identify specific blessings of God in your life, and you express your heartfelt gratitude back to him. The Bible admonishes us over and over again to give thanks. Look at all those verses. During this segment, you can thank him for spiritual, material, and physical blessings. You can do this by verbally expressing to God your thanks, by reading scriptures on Thanksgiving with an attitude of thanksgiving, or just singing a song of thanks unto the Lord. You know, I was thinking about something. It's pretty bad when you take care of somebody from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, and you don't hear from them. That's pretty bad. That you watch over somebody, you take care of them, and not once do you hear him say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Thank you for how good you've been to me. When was the last time you thanked the Lord for the blessings that he has given you in his life, in your life? When was the last time you thanked him? Did you thank him? Did you thank him this past week? The prayer of thanksgiving. Generous Lord, I am grateful for all you have done in my life. Please don't let me take you for granted. Help me to have an attitude of thanksgiving at all times. Father, I thank you for, and then you name what you are thankful for. We're closing now to the last three, petition. There comes a time, and I would put this kind of last, right? There comes a time during prayer when you have to focus on yourself. This is called petition. This is when you pray for your needs and concerns, whatever they might be. Jesus taught the disciples to pray, give us this day our daily bread, in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 11. You know, the word bread is a metaphor, and actually it means it represents whatever the needs are. And so Jesus is calling for people to express whatever their needs for that day are. Are you sick? Do you need the touch of God's hand on your body? Are you having a financial issue? Tell it to the Lord. Give it over to him. Petition. See, yeah, I'm not even going to stay that long on this one. Nope. We already got this down. Got this one down. I don't have to park here at all. So we're going to move right next to meditation. And we should set a time aside during our prayer to reflect on something that God has revealed to us during the quiet time. This reflection should be intense and thoughtful contemplation about God. Be still and know that I am God. To meditate on his word or about something in your life. During this time of meditation, you should grapple with three questions. If God gave you a scripture, what does it mean? What does it mean to me, and how should I respond to what God shared with me? Meditation is a part of prayer where you sit and you think on the things that God has spoke to you about. Prayer of meditation, Lord, show me what it is you would have me meditate on today. And we need to realize that meditation is different than listening. All right? Meditation and listening are two different things. See, people think that, well, if I'm meditating, no, meditation is where you reflect on something that God has showed you, and you meditate on that, and you are challenged by what you meditate on. Listening is when God tells you something specifically. So it could be watching. If you're listening, then you're going to hear what God says. Maybe you are looking for some direction in your life. Maybe you have a job opportunity that you don't know about and you've prayed. Now you got to sit and you got to listen. It amazes me how people make major decisions in their life and they don't listen to God. And how do I know it? Because I talk to people all the time and they tell me about that. And the first thing I say, what did God tell you on that? God. You mean God has something to say? Yeah, he has something to say. And we got to stop and listen. And especially if there's something serious going on in our life. What I would do if I was you, if I had something serious going on in my life, after I had my prayer time, I would just carve out 5 minutes or whatever and just sit there and remember what Samuel, remember he kept going to Eli, and Eli said, I didn't call you. And Samuel went back again, and he said, I didn't call you. He went back again. He said, I didn't call you. Now, this is the man of God, right? He should have known, if anybody, that was God speaking. Then finally, Eli, well, you know, it might be God talking to you. Why don't you go and lay down? And when he went and laid down, look what he said under the prayer of listening. Speak, Lord, for thy servant hears. See, again, if I was you and I had to make a major decision in my life, then in my prayer time, I would definitely have a time where I just sat there and listened to hear the voice of God. To hear the voice. This, what is prayer? It's communication with God. Listening is a part of communicating. See, you know, we've been trained the wrong way. We've been trained to think that we always got to be talking when we pray. But prayer is simply sometimes just sitting back and listening to what God has to say. And then oftentimes, and again, this is Pastor Glaze, so, I mean, you can do something different. But before I leave my prayer time, this is a prayer that I offer up to the Lord. Lord, as I stand at the dawn of a new day, I want to be at my best for you. You said in your word, your mercies are new every morning. Thank you for giving me a clean slate to write a script that glorifies you. Let me take advantage of this day by knowing and doing the things on your agenda. Deliver me from idleness and fruitless endeavors. When this day is recalled as I stand in your presence, let it be said that it impacted eternity. Please remind me throughout the day, there is much at stake for your kingdom. And I pray that, because I want my life to come. And I want my life to be guided and directed by God. So I would challenge you to pray every morning. And it'll make a difference in your life. Let me close with this illustration that the Lord gave me, personal illustration. This event that I went to on Thursday evening, called a sacred assembly. And they had, man, the Archbishop of the Catholic Church and the Anglican Church. And again, you know, I try to figure out how Pastor Glaze gets invited to these things. But they had me on the agenda to pray. All we did for 2 hours was read scripture and pray. Read the scripture, and everybody sat there just eating it up, hungry. Wasn't nobody looking around and nobody saying, well, how when they gonna be. It was just whenever the minister stood up to read the scripture, man, people just hung on the word. And then they prayed. And it was just a powerful time. And I left excited with the joy of the Lord. Got on the parkway and said, man, I don't feel like my heat is working. And I said, oh, man. Next thing I know, I'm getting ready to go by the Oakland exit, and it says, stop car, engine overheating. So I made it to Squirrel Hill. Stopped, sat there for 15 minutes while my car cooled down, called my wife. Wanted her to know where I was at, you know. Wasn't in the river somewhere. She went. Drove to Starbucks on Forbes Avenue. Overheated again. Sat there 15 minutes. Waited for it to cool down. Still thinking I'm going to go home, right? Still going to make it home. Drove to Wilkinsburg. Overheated again. And I said, you know what? I'm about 1 mile from Bethany Baptist Church. This is like 10 o'clock at night. I said, I'm going over there and park my car over there. Came over here, parked my car. This is what I'm trying to say. The old Bill Glaze would have got frustrated, would have kicked the tire, would have cussed the car out. Right? I mean, but you know what? When I saw it, nothing I can do about it. And I thought about it. I said, man, Lord, I just came from a prayer meeting too. I said, I just came from anointed Holy Ghost-filled prayer meeting. Nothing I could do. I just sat there, no heat in my car, freezing. Joy to the Lord in my heart. Yeah, didn't get frazzled, didn't get upset. Something about this thing called prayer, right? Something about it that when you've been in the presence of God and the word been in you and prayer been in you, man, it seems like you kind of handle things a little bit different. Like I said, man, I know me, and you know, but you start fretting and worrying, and you know, a couple places I pulled off on the side of the road, man, you hear about people walking up to other people's cars and stuff of that nature. I just praise it. Lord, you know I'm out here. You knew this was going to happen before it happened. Something about prayer. That if we just tap into this thing. You know, it's been documented that people who pray and have other people praying for them get better than faster, and sometimes get better and other people don't, than people that are not praying. That's a documented fact. There's something about this thing called prayer. All that we got to do here at Bethany Baptist Church, all that you have to do in your home, you better be in prayer. And if we will pray, man, God will set us on fire and somebody will come to us.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of God's Strong Man Competition. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's teaching, All Prayer, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request All Prayer. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request All Prayer. Or you can call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.